From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Saudi investors interested to invest in the new capital of Indonesia. Indonesian government to limit LNG exports to boost domestic industry. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Head of the Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, or BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, has said Saudi Arabian investors are interested to invest in the new National Capital Nusantara, or IKN. According to Lahadalia, there are opportunities for Saudi Arabian investors to invest in IKN. Minister Lahadalia, after attending the Indonesia and Saudi Arabia Business Forum in Jakarta on Tuesday, said there are several projects specifically aimed at government and business entities and those that are fully offered to the private sector. The Indonesia and Saudi Arabia Business Forum is a good opportunity to convey a shared view on trade and investment by the governments of the two countries. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has said the government is planning to restrict the exports of liquefied natural gas, or LNG, to boost domestic industrial development. At the launch of the Indonesia Carbon Capture and Storage Center in Jakarta on Tuesday, he noted the government intends to divert the gas exports to fulfill domestic needs, particularly for methanol and petrochemical industries, where the demand for such commodities remains high. We end the news with the Indonesian Manpower Ministry, which has expressed support for labor reforms in Middle Eastern countries in the field of manpower placement. During the Senior Officers' Dialogue of the Asia-Gulf Cooperation Council in Taguig, the Philippines, Deputy Minister of Manpower Afrian Shahnur said labor reform in the field of workforce placement is evident from the commitment to promote Goal 6 of the Global Compact on Migration and the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG 7.7. Now we move to the international news. The 14 partners of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity have announced the conclusion of negotiations on a first-of-its-kind international IPEF, standing for Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity Supply Chain Agreement, at the IPEF ministerial meeting. The meeting took place in Detroit, Michigan, the United States. The agreement proposed by 14 IPEF partner countries aims to increase their resilience, efficiency, productivity, sustainability, transparency, diversification, security, fairness, and inclusivity of their supply chains through both collaborative activities and individual actions. Next, we have Commandant of the United States Coast Guard, Admiral Linda L. Fagan, underscored the importance of Coast Guard collaboration in helping strengthen maritime governance in the region. Fagan noted that the United States and several of the Indo-Pacific countries have shared goals in maintaining maritime security. Hence, the USCG works to strengthen relations with partners across the region. King Abdullah University of Science and Technology is hosting the Times Higher Education Global Sustainable Development Congress, the Saudi press agency has reported. The event, which runs until June 1st, gathers more than 1,000 researchers and innovators from leading universities in the region, as well as government agencies in Saudi Arabia. Tony Chen, KAUST's president, said the university's hosting of the forum aims to establish new partnership among participants. We end the news with the Philippines, which is looking to further tap into Saudi Arabia's labor market and send more skilled Filipinos to the kingdom. Department of Migrant Workers Secretary Susan Opal said on Tuesday, after talks with Saudi officials and the private sector. More than 800,000 Philippine expats are already living and working in Saudi Arabia, which is their preferred destination in the Middle East. Officials see even more employment opportunities in the kingdom under its Vision 2030 Economic Diversification Plan. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
And here is today's commentary on No Tobacco for Children Growth and Development Day. I'm Dalat Pani. Today, May 31st, the world community celebrates as No Tobacco Day. The call to put food first is the focus of this year through the global theme, We Need Food, Not Tobacco. The 2023 global campaign aims to raise awareness about the opportunities for the production and marketing of alternative crops for tobacco farmers and encourage them to grow crops that are sustainable and nutritious. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, one of the non-tobacco campaigns is to encourage the conversion of household spending on cigarettes into fulfilling protein for children's growth and development. In a press conference for World No Tobacco Day 2023 in Jakarta on Monday, the Director General of Disease Prevention and Control of the Ministry of Health, Maxi Rein Rondonuwu, citing data from the 2021 National Socioeconomic Survey data, said that Indonesian families spend three times more on cigarette consumption, much more than spending on protein shopping. Cigarette spending occupies the second largest portion of the expenditure in poor households in both urban and rural Indonesian households, amounting to 11.9%. Meanwhile, based on data from the Global Adult Tobacco Survey, money or household expenses used to buy cigarettes range from an average of 382,000 rupees per month. The issue of smoking is indeed a dilemma for Indonesia. On the one hand, there are approximately 6 million workers in the tobacco ecosystem, such as tobacco farmers and cigarette factory workers. They are the backbone for the livelihood of at least 24 million people. But, on the other hand, based on research from the Indonesian University Social Security Study Center in 2018, as many as 5.5% of toddlers who live with smoking parents have a high risk of becoming stunted. Indonesia's stunting rate is still at 21%, which is still high according to the WHO's category, which is above 20%. The government targets that by 2023, the stunting rate will be reduced to 17%. Efforts to reduce stunting rates certainly need support from all parties, including the contribution of those involved in the tobacco ecosystem and also cigarette consumers. Every individual is expected to take wise action to reduce stunting rates. Cigarette consumers, for example, should convert their cigarette spending to spending on animal protein, which children really need, so they do not get stunted. Let's make the World No Tobacco Day as a momentum to improve the growth and development of Indonesian children so that they can become better next generations. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 31, 1935 about Quetta earthquake, Pakistan, or formerly called British India. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 occurred in the city of Quetta, Pakistan, which borders Afghanistan. The earthquake killed between 30 and 60,000 people. Most of the dead were in Quetta. The earthquake, which lasted for 3 minutes, occurred in the early morning of May 31, 1935, when most people were still sleeping. The devastated city of Quetta was immediately closed under military guard on medical grounds. Moving on to May 31, 1987, when the World No Tobacco Day was celebrated for the first time. World No Tobacco Day calls on smokers to fast or not smoke for 24 hours simultaneously worldwide. World No Tobacco Day aims to draw worldwide attention to the widespread smoking habit and its adverse effects on health. The habit of smoking annually causes the death of approximately 5.4 million people. Member countries of the World Health Organization of WHO initiated World No Tobacco Day in 1987. We end today in history with the event on May 31, 2017 about a bomb attack in Kabul. On May 31, 2017, a car bomb exploded at a busy intersection in Kabul, Afghanistan, close to the German embassy at around 8:25 a.m. local time, killing more than 90 people and wounding 400 others. The victims were mostly civilians. The bomb also destroyed several buildings in the embassy. Both the Taliban and Islamic State claim responsibility for the earlier 2017 bombing, although earlier reports have denied responsibility for the attack. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian National Development Planning Agency, or BAPENAS, sets 5 targets of 2045 Golden Indonesia Vision. The target is formulated in the 2025-2045 Long-Term Development Planning, or RPJPN Draft Bill. Quoted from Antara Monday, the agency's head, as well as the National Development Planning Minister Suharsomono Arfa, in the national discussion said, the National Development Planning Arrangement is expected to guide all stakeholders in Indonesia, both the government and non-government. In its first vision, BAPENAS aimed for the country to reach per capita income equal to developed countries by 2045, with gross national income of $30,300, maritime GDP contribution around 17.5%, and industrial GDP contribution of 28%. The second one is zero poverty in 2045. The third is Indonesian leadership and influence at the global level to improve, marked with the top 15 global power index. The fourth is improving manpower with a 0.73 human capital index. While the fifth is net zero emission with a greenhouse gas reduction of 93.5%. Further, Minister Suharto explained the 8th Indonesian Transformation Agenda towards Golden Indonesia 2045. The agenda was divided into 3 main mindframes that includes Transformation Indonesia, Transformation Fundamentals, and Transformation Implementation Framework. In the Transformation Indonesia mindframe, the government is prioritizing social, economic, and governance transformations, while the Transformation Fundamentals include law supremacy, stability, and diplomatic strength. Meanwhile, the transformation implementation includes equal and quality regional development, quality and eco-friendly facilities, as well as sustainable development. Minister Suharsomono Arfa also said that the 2025-2045 Long-Term Development Planning Draft Bill will be handed over by BAPENAS to the House of Representatives and is expected to be ratified in September this year. Therefore, the 2045 Golden Indonesia Vision can be a guidance for programs offered by the next elect president and vice president.
Love.
Voice of Indonesia.
Segera Village is the oldest village in Natuna and believed to be the beginning of the presence of civilization in Natuna. This village is located in Sedanau Village, West Bunguran District, Natuna Regency, Riau Islands. Natuna is Indonesia's foremost island, which is 542 kilometers from Tanjung Pinang, the capital city of the Riau Islands. The history and culture of Malay in Segera Village, Natuna Regency, Riau Islands Province, is increasingly being forgotten, and its own civilization has eroded. Limited access to land roads, electricity, telecommunications, and education has made this village abandoned by its inhabitants, of which there are now 32 heads of households. The decline in the number of residents in Segera Village has contributed to stopping the culture of speech. If historical and cultural aspects are not taken into account, people will engage in social mobility and move in search of a better life. Malay culture and customs in Segera Village have faded since the early 2000s. Traditions that have survived are only local traditions in the religious fields, such as the Prophet's birthday and the Islamic New Year. In addition to the fading culture and customs, ancient ceramic shards that can be found on village streets, such as plates and spoons, have not been taken care of. No residents want to pick up these items because they don't know their history, let alone how to care for and manage them. But behind it all, there is a historical heritage which is currently being cared for and guarded by a number of residents of Segera Village, namely unique historical tombs, which are spread over 7 locations. The tomb is covered with porous white rock, carved 5 cm deep to form a pattern. The 7 locations of the tombs are scattered not too far apart. Each location consists of 2 graves side by side. Soon, it is included in the category of local history, which is rarely explored. Even though Malay customs and culture had disappeared in Segera Village, it can be explored, grown again, with academic studies and the involvement of historians, anthropologists, and sociologists. This is possible, because Segera Village will become a traditional village. Although it has not been proven scientifically from history and archaeology, the local government and residents believe that Segera Village is the beginning of the presence of civilization in Natuna. Once forgotten, Natuna is now committed to lifting it up again, the degree of life of the Segera Village as part of its history. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is persiapan perjalanan, which means trip preparation. Stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Agak Khawatir, which means a little bit worried. The conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris Vlog's community's friends. They are in a waiting room in Sibolga Port, North Sumatra. Chris describes his worriness because his vlog tools are spilled by coffee. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kamu terlihat cemas, Chris.
Tadi kopi saya tumpah mengenai tas peralatan vlog. Kamera saya basah. Saya agak khawatir kamera saya rusak.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Agak khawatir, which means a bit worried. Kamera saya, which means my camera. Rusak, which means broken. Saya agak khawatir kamera saya rusak, which means I'm a bit worried my camera is broken. Terlihat cemas, which means look worried. Kopi, which means coffee. Tumpah, which means spill. Tas, which means bag. Peralatan vlog, which means vlog tools. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya agak khawatir kamera saya rusak, which means I'm a bit worried my camera is broken. In the sentence, there is an expression, agak khawatir, which means a bit worried. The word agak, which means a bit or rather, is used to describe the level of condition or nature that is not too much. In the sentence, the expression agak khawatir, which means a bit worried, is used by Chris to describe his feeling that is a bit or rather worried about his camera that is spilled on coffee. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word agak, which means a bit or rather, that is used to describe a condition or nature that is not too much. Pulpen ini agak sulit digunakan, which means this pen is a little bit difficult to be used. Lampu kamar agak redup, which means the room light is a little bit blurry. The words vlog and vlogger has been absorbed into Indonesian language. Vlog itself is an abbreviation of video weblog. Vlog is a weblog containing video, while vlogger is the person who make vlog. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu terlihat cemas, Chris.
Tadi kopi saya tumpah mengenai tas peralatan vlog. Kamera saya basah. Saya agak khawatir kamera saya rusak.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words.
in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a traditional song from Lombok entitled Batik Rembang. The song lyrics of Batik Rembang used Sasak language, which is the language of Sasak people Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara province. The song Batik Rembang tells us not to listen too much to what other people say, because it can cause jealousy in the heart. Well, listener, here is the song Batik Rembang by Awen and Ernie Ayu Ningsih. Enjoy!
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.